Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of PropCap Podcast. We're so excited to have you here with us. Whether you're an experienced investor or just starting to explore opportunities abroad, this podcast is here to bring your insights about property investment, mortgages, and market trends with a special focus on the UK and Japan. In today's episode, we'll be diving into the latest UK property market. So stay tuned for valuable takeaways and practical tips you won't want to miss. Let's get started.
The UK property market just pulled off something remarkable. While everyone expected a slowdown, house prices jumped 2% and sales volumes surged by 12%. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Those numbers are pretty striking when you consider all the economic headwinds we've been facing. What's driving this unexpected growth?
Well, let me break this down because it's fascinating. Despite upcoming stamp duty changes and mortgage rate concerns, buyer demand has shot up by 13%, and here's what's really catching my attention. The regional differences are telling an incredible story.
You're talking about that north-south divide we're seeing in the data?
Exactly. The northwest is absolutely crushing it, with 3.2% growth. Take Wigan, for example. They're seeing a 5.6% increase, the highest in the UK. Meanwhile, London and the southeast are barely hitting 1.5%. It's like we're watching two different markets play out in real time.
That's such a dramatic difference. I've been hearing more stories about people looking north for investment opportunities, even if they're based in the south.
You know what's driving that? We've got these wage increases of over 5% in 2024. But even with that boost, people are having to think creatively about where they buy. The numbers tell us something really interesting. 22% of current renters are planning to buy in the next 2 years, up from 18% last year.
Well, that's quite a jump in potential buyers. How are they managing with the current mortgage rates?
That's where it gets interesting. The market is adapting in unexpected ways. Estate agents now have about 31 properties listed per branch, a 10% increase from last year. January 2025 was actually the strongest month for listings in 7 years. But here's the kicker. 25% of homeowners who aren't even planning to move are still actively monitoring the market.
Those numbers really paint a picture of an engaged and active market, despite all the challenges.
And let me tell you about something that's not getting enough attention. The upcoming stamp duty changes in April 2025. Everyone expected them to put the brakes on the market, but we're seeing the opposite. There's this rush to complete transactions before the changes, but the underlying demand remains incredibly strong.
That's surprising given how much attention these changes have received in the media.
Well, it comes down to three main factors. This persistent supply-demand imbalance, improving economic conditions, and the gradual stabilization of mortgage rates. When you put all these together, experts are actually predicting continued growth of 4 to 6% throughout 2025.
Looking at these trends, it seems like the market is becoming more sophisticated in how it responds to challenges.
Absolutely right. And here's what makes this particularly significant. We're seeing fundamental shifts in how people think about property investment. The regional rebalancing, the adaptation to economic challenges, and the continued innovation in the market all suggest that 2025 could mark the beginning of a new phase in the UK property market's evolution.
That's such a comprehensive way to look at it. It really helps put all these different trends into perspective.
And you know what's really fascinating about this whole situation? When you look at the international context, the UK property market is still considered one of the most stable investment opportunities worldwide. Despite all these changes and challenges, it's maintaining this remarkable stability that continues to attract both domestic and international investors.
So, what you're saying is that 2025 could be a pivotal year for the UK property market?
Exactly that. We're not just seeing surface-level changes. We're witnessing a fundamental shift in the market. The data suggests this isn't just another cycle. It's potentially the beginning of a new era in UK property. And when you consider how the market has adapted to everything thrown at it so far, that's something worth paying attention to.
And that's the wrap of this episode. If you found this discussion insightful and want to stay ahead of the latest trends, make sure to subscribe to our newsletter for more content on property investment and mortgage solutions. Also, follow PropCap on LinkedIn for real-time updates, market trends, and exclusive insights. Plus, stay tuned for in-depth discussions and case studies to help you make informed investment decisions.